Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. From the producers of the groundbreaking hit series Live PD, cable's number one justice series and the number one show on cable Friday and Saturday nights, A&E's new documentary series Live Rescue, following first responders from across the country as they put their lives on the line in emergency situations in real time. Taking us into the middle of the action is host Ashley Banfield, acclaimed Emmy Award-winning television anchor known for her expertise in reporting on law and justice. Most recently hosted Primetime Justice with Ashley Banfield on HLN. She's covered breaking news from across the country and around the globe, sit downs with many world leaders, served as a correspondent for ABC News as well as NBC News, anchor and host for True TV. Last year, Ashley hosted an episode of Live PD, the only person besides Dan Abrams to have hosted the hit Live Police Show, and now host of A&E's new series Live Rescue. Its recent premiere, cable TV's number one nonfiction launch of 2019 among 25 to 54-year-olds, and A&E's best series premiere in over 2 years. Live Rescue Mondays night Eastern Pacific on A&E, host Ashley Banfield, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the program.
Rick, thank you so much for having me. What a privilege.
This is such an exciting time for television. Literally for 2 hours on Monday evenings, we can't walk away from our screens, and then we spend the rest of the week talking about us. You really put us right in the middle of the action, don't you? There's nothing else like this on TV.
There's nothing else like it on TV, and I think that the success of Live PD dictated that it was time that we branched out the franchise and shine the light on the first responders, the brave men and women who do things that you and I probably would never imagine, you know, running into burning buildings, cutting into precariously perched cars to rescue people who've been in automobile accidents, and, you know, putting themselves in circumstances that are inherently dangerous every single shift. And the viewers get to be right there. They get an up-close, unvarnished, raw look at this brave work every single Monday night.
And one thing that's becoming obvious, there's no such thing as a routine call for these people, is there?
There is nothing routine about it. It's like Live PD. When they roll up on a situation, sometimes the most bizarre things happen. Sometimes they are dangerous, sometimes they are tragic, and sometimes they are funny. And so, not unlike Live PD, Live Rescue is discovering the same kind of metric. Every single response is different. And the way that these first responders shift and navigate and how nimble they are at assessing a situation and then getting into it with seconds to spare, it's just eye-popping what I've been able to see and the bravery that they have shown us. It is honestly, I stand among giants when I'm with them.
Let's talk about the logistics. What jurisdictions do you follow? And you've got film crews embedded. Talk about that, because we really see what's unfolding literally from every angle.
Sure. We are usually with at least seven different departments or agencies. You know, tonight we'll have Sacramento and St. Louis and Bayonne and Tulsa and a number of other ones. But those will also shift and change as well. And some of the people who are featured, as you know, our spotlights are on the heroes themselves, the first responders themselves, they will make repeated appearances and you will come to know them. I'm, you know, full disclosure, a super fan of Live PD. I watch it every Friday and Saturday night. I watch all 3 hours and then I watch it on repeat like I'm crazy. But I've come to know a lot of those officers and really come to like them because they show their personalities as they do their work. They're brave, they're tough, but they're also very human. And I've really come to like, you know, who they are and what they show. And I think the same thing will be developed as we continue to do this live broadcast on Mondays.
As we watch, things are happening very quickly. Sometimes gets a little confusing. You've got the analyst there that sort of slow things down and point out what's actually happening. Talk about the analyst, because these are no strangers to A&E.
Yeah, I was going to say that these circumstances are so different that, you know, it's really hard to figure out what's happening, especially if you're not a first responder. And so to that end, Titus Tiro and Dan Flynn are two paramedics from New Orleans people who watch the A&E series Night Watch, yes, know very well, because they were featured heavily on Night Watch. But they are my partners, not unlike Tom and Styx, our Dan Abrams partners on Live PD. So I've got Titus and Dan, who also help to navigate through some of the complexities and chaos as it's unfolding live. And by the way, Dan Flynn happens to just also be, on top of being a paramedic, he's also a former firefighter and a registered nurse. So he wears three different hats, as well as TV host. So he's very, very knowledgeable. And the two of them together fill in all blanks and all questions.
With us on This Week in America, Ashley Banfield, the host of Live Rescue, A&E's new live hit documentary series, Monday nights, 9 Eastern Pacific on A&E. You mentioned before the word nimble, and I think that really describes you and the production team. Talk about this, because as I'm thinking about it, this is like a two-hour window of one split decision after another. You really aren't quite sure where you're going next, are you? It sort of unfolds in front of our eyes and in front of your eyes as well.
Yeah, I think what's terrific about this production is that, you know, we employ some very, very skilled people who have, you know, all told hundreds of thousands of man hours in top tier network television production and live network television production. And so while a news crew can be out on location and can cover, you know, a response live, or they can cover an emergency or a situation live, we have the agility to be in 30 different places all at one time. So our standards and practices are identical to all network news gathering outlets and all local news gathering outlets, in that we have a sensitivity to our viewers. But we just have this blanketing effect, which allows us to really, like you said, be nimble and get to places that, you know, a news outlet just can't do that. They just don't have this many resources all up firing at the same time. So that agility will allow for constant action during that two-hour period.
And it's interesting when you think about it, we're watching, there's something new unfolding just about literally every second, yet you've got ongoing stories that we're interested in seeing the outcome, what is going to happen next on those. It really takes a lot of foresight and juggling to bring all of these stories to us that are unfolding all at the same time.
And that's where I come in, because oftentimes we'll be in a particular situation and there will be a lot of action and a lot of sort of, activity to follow.
Yes.
And then it will die down and we will have the opportunity, just like Live PD does, to move to another jurisdiction where action is firing up and they're about to head to a call. But we can always return to continue telling the story on scene number one that's still developing and still happening. So it does take a certain amount of live broadcasting skills to be able to just be on your feet for the 2 hours straight without a script and be able to navigate these different circumstances and give context and give any kind of, you know, catch up if we've come back to a situation that we've already been in, but we've lapsed by, say, a couple of minutes by traveling somewhere else. So it's a good skill set to have, having been in live news for 30 years.
Yes.
But still, it's a test of my mettle.
Well, you do such an excellent job sort of preparing for the unexpected, and that's what happens live right in front of our eyes on Live Rescue, A&E's new hit live documentary series, Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific on A&E, hosted by Ashley Banfield. Ashley, congratulations on the success of the program. We'll be watching tonight. Thank you for being with us.
Rick, thank you. The privilege was mine.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.